The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. There's something lacking in modern education, and this world is paying a big price for that, and will pay a much higher price before it's over. It would seem out of date and out of style to start educating your kids at a very early age the true values of life. We are way too modern for that, aren't we? We know way too much for anything like that. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 15. Christ is indicting religion and the educational system as well. Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Now Christ is talking about false teachers, ministers that aren't teaching the truth, ministers that say you don't have to keep the law, that the law was kept for you, such things as that and other things. Verse 16, but their fruits you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now let me ask you, my friends, what has been the fruits of modern religion? What has been the fruits of the educational system? All we have to do is just look around and see where we are and the problems and the ills that we have created by turning our back on the true values of life. Verse 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Yes, Christ says in verse 32, many will say, or verse 22 it is, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name do mighty wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Yes, God says everyone that says to him, Lord, Lord, will not inherit the kingdom of God, but those that do the will of his Father. He's speaking about true education. Education in how to live your life, how to treat your friends and your neighbors and your relatives, and how to have peace and tranquility in your home, how to have good marriages, respectful, obedient kids, and so on. Well, it isn't too hard to see the fruit that we have borne as a nation or as the whole world. What has been the fruit of education? How we solve the ills of the world? It would make you wonder if religion has done much better. If we had made God's Word the foundation of knowledge, if we had built our world on God's Word and our education on God's Word, then we wouldn't have the ills and all the problems that we have today. I want to offer you a couple of booklets here that will greatly aid you in understanding the missing link in education, and you need to read them. They will steer you to the right understanding and knowledge as to why you were born and where you are going and how to get there. Call us toll free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your booklets that we have prepared for you. Born with a Purpose and Why Were You Born? You need those booklets, my friends, and I hope you will jot all of this down and give us a call at the end of the program. If the lines are busy, just leave a message or call back later, whichever one you prefer to do. But call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your two booklets that we have prepared, Born with a Purpose and Why Were You Born? They are eye-opening, my friends. Notice what God has to say in Hosea 4. Hosea 4, beginning in verse 1. God is indicting our nation. This was spoken after ancient Israel, or about the time they were in captivity, and it's a prophecy for our nation today, the modern tribes of Israel, the United States and the British people. God says, hear the word of the Eternal, you children of Israel. So God directs this directly at the children of Israel, the modern nations of Israel, which are the United States and the British people. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Notice what God is saying here, my friends. God says there is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Well, do you agree with that? How much knowledge do you have about God and His Word, about God's way of life, about God's character, the way that God is? How much knowledge do you have about God? By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break all restraints with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Does that sound like the nation that we live in today? Do we hear or see any of this going on in our nation today? And remember, my friends, it is an end-time prophecy aimed at the United States and the British people. It is aimed personally at you and me, and we need to perk up our ears and listen to what God has to say. Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away, with the beast of the field and the birds of the air, even the fish of the sea will be taken away. God says, therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away. Does that sound like our nation? Is there any mourning going on in our nation today? Do you see much happiness and contentment? Or do you hear a lot of complaints, mourning and moaning and groaning about the way things are in our nation? Verse 4, now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with a priest. Therefore you shall stumble in the day. Yes, indeed, don't even know what decisions to make, don't even know what policies to put down to help solve our problems. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. Now the word your mother here could mean sovereign state. And God has told us again and again that our nation is going to fall, that He is going to see to it that the United States and the British people, the main two tribes of the house of Israel, will come to their end because of our iniquities. Notice in verse 6 what God goes on to say here. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Notice, let's read this again. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, we have plenty of knowledge in every field except God's way of life today, it seems. Because you have rejected knowledge. God says, we have deliberately rejected knowledge. And that is so true. Ask yourself, have you tried to understand God and His Word and His way, the way that God tells you how to live and to have a joyful, peaceable, happy, healthy life, obedient kids and respectful kids, and how to treat your neighbors, how to treat your wife or your husband? Have you tried to learn those things, my friend? God says, I also will reject you from being priests for me, because you have forgotten the law of God. The word God uses here, you have forgotten the law of your God, would indicate that at one time we pretty well knew the law of our God. And we did, my friend, at the founding of this nation. We were much closer to God than we are now. This nation's constitution was founded on biblical principles. But God said, because you have forgotten the law of your God, how far have we drifted as a nation downhill from the founding of our nation? How far have we drifted away from God from that time? God says, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I want you to notice back in Jeremiah chapter 30, what God has to say here about this. The more they have increased, the more they sinned against me. Notice in Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 14. Speaking to Israel here, not ancient Israel, but speaking to modern day Israel, says, all your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities. Notice, for the multitude of our iniquities, because your sins or your iniquities have increased. And God asks a question here. He said, why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. God is saying He's going to correct us, because as we multiply as a nation, population expands, God says He is going to correct us for our many sins, because He says they are on the increase. Back to Hosea 4, verse 7 again. The more they increased, the more they sinned against me. Exactly what Jeremiah had to say, as we just read. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. God is indicting the ministry of our day. They set their heart on their iniquity, and it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. Notice what God said back up here in verse 8. They set their heart on their iniquity. In other words, the ministry, God is saying, goes along with whatever takes place, with the iniquities that's out there. Don't correct, don't chastise, and don't teach people the truth. God is indicting modern day religion here, and we need to listen to this, because it's aimed at you and me and everyone in this nation and in the British Commonwealth of people. For they shall eat, but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry, but not increase. Yes, indeed, that is spiritual adultery, straying away from God, is what God is talking about. Because they ceased obeying the Lord. They ceased obeying the Lord. Means at one time, as a nation, we were much closer to God and obeying God much more than we are now, and much better. Verse 11, harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. In other words, you're spiritually drunk, God says. Spiritually drunk. Don't know the true values of life and have strayed from the Word of God. And you're spiritually drunk. God speaks about that in the book of Revelation as well. My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them, for the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray. Yes, it's a mindset, it's an attitude of disobeying God, is what God is trying to get across to us. And they have played the harlot against their God. In other words, going astray, worshiping seemingly everything except the true God. They offer sacrifice on the mountains and burn incense on the hills, under oaks, poplars, and terebinth, because their shade is good. Therefore your daughters commit harlotry, and your brides commit adultery. Does that sound like the day that we're living in now, my friends? Are there any abortions going on in our nation today because people get pregnant out of wedlock? God is speaking about the modern day Israel, you and me. It says, and your brides commit adultery. Well, is any of that going on today? I will not punish your daughters when they commit harlotry, nor your brides when they commit adultery, for the men themselves go apart with harlots. Yes, God is talking about men and women, boys and girls, the sin, the iniquity, how it has increased as the population of our nation has increased. It says, and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled. Though you, Israel, play the harlot, let not Judah offend. Do not come up to Gilgal, nor go down to Bethaven, nor swear an oath, saying, as the Lord lives. For Israel is stubborn. Notice, God is talking about you and me. For Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn calf. Now the Lord will let him forage like a lamb in open country. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is rebellion. They commit harlotry continually. Her rulers dearly love dishonor, dishonoring God, it seems. The wind has wrapped her up in its wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. In other words, shall be ashamed of their way of life. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today. We invite you to keep listening to The Way It Ought to Be program.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.